You're listening to Stock Car Radio. For more of your favorite programs, visit us on the web at ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com. Well, you're listening to Stock Car Radio. I'm Alan Taylor with Stephen Cole Smith. We hope you love motorsports the way we do. If you want all the information, you can go to motorsport.com. Stephen Cole Smith is the editor-in-chief along some of the other things he does. That's probably what he's doing right now, writing a story on something involving motorsport. Our show is brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions, Brembo Brakes. What were we talking about there before we left?
I think we were mentioning the fact that at Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca, they've got a race this weekend.
That's right.
Today and tomorrow, 200 cars out there. This is normally, these guys are often, you know, second tier to an IndyCar race, but this week they're running as the headliner. So over the course of 3 days, or from yesterday to Sunday, 9 total races on the 2.2-mile track. So if you're out there at one of your favorite tracks and one of my favorite tracks, the Monterey Grand Prix powered by Mazda, should be a good place to be this today and Sunday afternoon.
Don't send this to Dean Case, okay?
I probably won't, but he'll be fine with it as long as we correct it.
He's a friend on Facebook. He would immediately start dogging me out, right? Anyway, that's what happens when you know people that do these things. You know, and I was just thinking while you're talking, I'm thinking of the days when I went there originally. The first time I was on Laguna Seca, it was 92. And I believe that was right around when they were coming out with a refresh of the Acura NSX.
Yeah.
And I was like freaked out at how fast a car can go around a track that has, you know, twists and turns of you know, ridiculousness. And the car sticks to it. And this was a street car. So I can only imagine, you know, just the pure fun that these guys experience on these wonderful tracks.
Man, I'm a flatlander. You know, being from Tennessee, living in Florida, I like tracks like Sebring that are flat. That's why Laguna Seca, when I drive it, just scares the hell out of me.
It is.
I've got
that's
the corkscrew
what's fun,
going
though.
Downhill, and yeah. I always feel like no matter what a good lap I turn in, I feel like I'm out of control, and then I'm going 10 seconds slower than I probably could have if I wasn't so terrified.
But Steve, when you go over the what we're calling the corkscrew, everybody for who don't know this, is that there's a turn there that it's completely blind, and all you see is trees, and you think, I'm going to run into the trees. That's
yep.
Right when you have to know what to do. But that's right when you squirt just a little bit.
Right, yeah. And especially if you're in a race and there's like a car stalled right on the other side of that. And yeah, maybe there's people waving flags, but you don't know if the guy's right there or if he's 100 feet down. But you got to crest that hill at a pretty good speed or you're going to get run over.
That's
so,
right. No,
yeah,
it's fine.
I don't know. But well, anyway, it's an interesting format. They've got today they've got the Continental Sports Car Challenge race, but tomorrow. They've got two races. They're breaking up the four classes in the Tourer Championship, which, of course, the Grand Am and the American Le Mans Series combined. That's what we've got with sports car now. They've got a doubleheader consisting of one race with Prototype Challenge in the GT Daytona cars, then the other is the Prototype, the fastest cars, in the GT Le Mans class cars. So there's actually two races going on out at the Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca tomorrow. I think there's also a Lamborghini Super Trofeo Series race today and tomorrow, Porsche GT3 Cup. There's two races for those guys on Sunday. So, man, that's a beautiful track. It's a beautiful place. The weather's almost always good. So, man, I kind of wish I was heading out there.
Yeah, who doesn't want to go to the Monterey Peninsula this time of year? You know what I mean? It's just
absolutely
beautiful. What about, is anything in the world going on with F1 that's happening right now?
Yeah, well, like I mentioned, Ayrton Senna's death is over.
It's overriding,
overtaking everything. Yeah. The 20th anniversary of that. I mean, a lot of the stories that come out of that are safety related. Like Roland Ratzenberger, the guy that died before Senna. And of course, Senna died when a piece of his car suspension came back and hit him in the helmet. So, you know, they've now tethered those suspension pieces in the front wheel, so they can't come off. But Ratzenberger, the guy that was killed the day before in his only second F1 race, a typical skull fracture, just like Earnhardt had, just like so many other drivers have had. Would he have been saved by a Hans device? He might have. And one of the things that came out of his death and Senna's death is that within a year or two, they were one of the first ones to adopt the head and neck restraint in Formula One. So, you know, just like with Earnhardt's death, there was a lot of safety features that came out of that. So if anything good comes out of the death of a major star like an Ayrton Senna, it's the fact that everybody wants to take a look at safety and see what we can do to keep it from happening again. So you got to think the death of Ratzenberger and Senna, and then in 2001 Earnhardt, have saved the lives of a lot of other drivers.
No question. And you know, that makes me think what's going on with Schumacher. I don't know. There hasn't been any news that I've seen
lately. The news last week was that he woke up and recognized his wife. And then within 20 minutes, that turned out to be a hoax. And I don't know who does stuff like
that.
Oh,
man.
It's sad. You know, and again, a guy who's gone through all the stuff he's gone through in a low-speed skiing accident where he hits his head with a helmet on a rock. Pretty much ends his life as he knows it. So,
yeah.
You know, miracles still happen, you know, and that's, well, the fact that you and I are still around and on the radio, I think it certainly qualifies as one of them.
Exactly.
So let's hope for the Michael Schumacher family. They have one, too.
No doubt about it. I think at the end of the day, if God wants you or wants to teach you a lesson, he's going to do it however he needs to.
He teaches me a little lesson every day, and I think I know all the lessons now. I wish he'd stop.
Exactly. Enough! Oh, goodness. All right. When we come back, we're going to have Erica Enders, and she's part of this story that Steve wrote at motorsport.com. NASCAR and other major series could learn a lot about diversity from the NHRA. Of course, the drag racing series is one win away from the 100th pro victory by a female driver, and Erica Enders, you never know, she may be the one. A nice gal, and you guys will find all about that here in just a few minutes when we talk to her. Stay with us, and don't forget, go to motorsport.com, where you can find out everything about motorsports. They've been around for just absolutely ever. Now Steve is the editor-in-chief there at motorsport.com. And of course, our show is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make, Craftsman Tools. A big thanks to you, Steve, for being here with us today. We'll take a little break and come back with Erica Enders. It is Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports. Stay with us. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Brembo, the choice of champions.